Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And the week kicks off. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot and their procurement department. They have over 80 years of experience combined. They don't have the widest selection of ammunition, but with the ammunition they do carry, they have the deepest selection of ammunition. Whether you're looking for one box of self-defense ammunition or bulk to go take a training class, it doesn't matter. They can take care of you right now, today. Everything they have on the website is in stock, or they don't show it on the website. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Unless you guys have never listened to me before, you know that I am a Glock kind of guy. And I heart me some Glock. I like the guns. The company itself, I have had issues with before. And now I've got another one. Didn't even happen to me. There's something called the Blue Label line that Glock sells. And if you're a member of the military or law enforcement or the Glock Shooting Sports Federation, you can buy guns on the Blue Label program and get a discount on them. And Glock likes to make sure that the Blue Label Program guns go to people that qualify to buy under the Blue Label Program. However, in Pennsylvania, this past Thursday, on social media and forums, a company called Trop Gun made a big splash on this because they refused to show Glock employees their 4473s for customers who had purchased guns through the Blue Label Program. In response to their refusal to show the Glock representative of the 4473s, Glock terminated Trop from the Blue Label program. The Blue Label program imposes certain requirements on dealers when they sell Blue Label guns. These requirements include collecting a copy of the individual's credentials, photocopy of their ID, filling out a form that certifies the sales representative saw the credential if a photocopy cannot be made, or collecting the GSSF coupon that GSSF members bring. Glock requires that these be attached to the 4473. According to Trop, when the Glock representative came to do an audit on the Blue Label program, the representative demanded access to view records relating to Blue Label sales, including access to the 4473. Trop wisely refused this representative's request. After a few attempts at trying to find a solution that would allow the Glock representative to be satisfied that the Blue Label sales were made only to qualified individuals, and they arrived at nothing to satisfy their side of the demands, Trop Gun was terminated from the Blue Label program. Trop Gun was completely proper in this. The 4473 is a mechanism by which a background check is run. It's an aggregation of information that you provide that they run a background check based upon, and it also allows the dealer to keep track of where his guns are or where they have been sold. Part of their bookkeeping process with the ATF, part of their inventory control process with the ATF, and at the same time, it's part of the background check. However, all of that information is private when you provide it. They are under, there's no dealer out there under any obligation to anybody but the ATF to show 4473s to anybody. By refusing this Glock representative access to the 4473s, they did this based upon their position of protecting customer privacy. Despite that, there appears to be a more pertinent reason to deny the Glock representative access. It's a violation of the Pennsylvania Crimes Code for a Pennsylvanian FFL to disclose information provided by the transferee in relation to the purchase of a firearm. There's a confidentiality segment in there, you see. Let's see. All information provided by the potential purchaser, transferee, or applicant, including but not limited to the potential purchaser, transferee, or applicant's name or identity, furnished by a potential purchaser or transferee under this section, shall be confidential and not subject to public disclosure. In addition to any other sanction or penalty imposed by this chapter, any person, licensed dealer, state, or local government agency or department that violates this subsection shall be liable in civil damages in the amount of $1,000 per occurrence, or three times the actual damages incurred as a result of the violation, whichever is greater, as well as reasonable attorney's fees. We're going to be talking about attorney's fees in a little bit. So if Trump Guns had given in to the Glock representative, and there's no telling how many other blue label program dealers are in Pennsylvania that have already done this, they would have been breaking the law. They would be in violation of Section 6111, parentheses I, and subject to civil penalties in the amount of $1,000 per occurrence. So you would think, you know, just ostensibly with the credentials that Glock requires that you have in order to purchase a blue gun, they're being provided for the purchase of a firearm. There may be an argument that the disclosure of those credentials are in violation of Section 6111111111. Just goes on and on. All the FFLs in Pennsylvania, if you aren't aware of that, you should be aware of it. Pass the word. The Glock representative requests information pertaining to an audit for blue label guns, and a Pennsylvania PA FFL provides them with any information furnished by the transferee. The FFL could be civilly liable under the Pennsylvania Crimes Code. Perhaps Glock could look at that and maybe make an exception or come up with a different process by which to evaluate how Pennsylvania's doing. Maybe after they review this matter a little closely, maybe Glock would reconsider terminating Trump's blue label participation as well. Because they were asking Trump Gun to open themselves up to civil liability. I have long had an issue with Glock. Not so much the American side of the company, but the founder. The founder of the company will flat tell you that he doesn't care if they ever impose gun control because he's got the law enforcement market. And when you got 70% of law enforcement, that's a lot of sales guaranteed. I know right now they're in a whole bunch of legal issues between him and the Glock family is imploding as we speak, but got a few issues with Gaston, the old curtain rod maker, but he does make a pretty good gun, and his company makes a pretty good gun. I just think they're like Skynet. They're self-aware, and they think they're omnipotent, and they can roll in anywhere they want. They can say, we want to see whatever we want to see, and you're going to show it, or we're going to do something to you. And, is that good business? Is that good business at all to rule by intimidation? To get out there and say, well, you know, we are the biggest gaming. I got bad news for you. If Smith & Wesson ever makes a Glock 19-sized M&P and straightens that trigger out all the way and does it all the time on a consistent basis, oh, my. Because, you know, between the two guns, ergonomically, I prefer the Smith & Wesson M&P. It's just the trigger. I wouldn't be getting rid of all my Glocks, to be sure, but I quit buying them if they just make a 19-sized gun. That's all I want. I'm sure they will, given time. Buy American. There you go. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. You look at their website, they sell that lethal stuff that I carry in my AR in bulk. they've got the 1,000-round bulk box of the Federal American Eagle 55-grain boat tail. The wobbling round as it goes downrange. And they also have the 855 if you want to be, you know, humane about it. And everything in between. They claim not to be very deep that are very wide as far as their ammunition choices. But if you want some dragon's breath shotgun shells, they have those too. And what they do carry is their bench is deep, deep, deep. The depth chart is off the chain with this. Everything they show on the website, they've got. So need something for your 9x18 Makarov, go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know, I qualify for VA benefits, haven't signed up for any yet. And that's because they think they're power unto themselves. And they partnered up with the FBI. According to a report by Western Journalism, the FBI and the VA are in cahoots with regards to taking guns away from veterans. This comes out on the heels of a letter sent to outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder last week. The letter was submitted by Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley. This memo dictates that the VA must submit veterans' health-related information. And what I'm talking about is something from February 2012, which is since the Petri dish was actually opened up and they began to run it. It's titled Memorandum of Understanding between the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Federal Bureau of Investigation regarding the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. The VA must submit veterans' health-related information to the FBI by way of encrypted compact disc and mailed quarterly. States that the records will be used to update the NICS, or National Instant Criminal Background Check System. I want to know who drafted that. I want to know who decided that the FBI could tell the VA that we want this, and the VA could decide who and who is not infirm. Separate document revealed that the VA provides a monthly list of veterans who have been rated by the VA as incapable of managing their VA benefits. A simple act of changing one's banking information can get a veteran on this list, as well as refusal to take the VA-prescribed pills. You know, I take something called Coureg right now. It supposedly regulates my heartbeat. If I don't take it, I have issues. If I don't take it with food, I have issues. There's so many side effects with this stuff that is pathetic. Now, having had my heart, you know, played with by hand recently, I'm taking it. But if I get half an idea that I don't need this stuff anymore, I will go cold turkey off of it. I will put up, this is the kind of thing that happens. If I don't take it on time, I'll be just standing there, and I get the craziest dizzy spell you can imagine. And if I take it and I don't take it on food, I get a nice light show in front of my face, just like you maybe would see with a migraine headache. And this is all for my better health. So I completely understand a veteran getting out there and saying, this does nothing for me. I hate what it's doing to me. The VA Information Technology Center in Austin, Texas, sends out this information monthly by compact disc to the FBI. The CD contains the names of veterans to be added to the watch list, prohibiting them from passing an NICS background check and purchasing a firearm. As many as 129,440 veterans are on this list, according to veteran Douglas Sklarsky, that's got to be how it's pronounced. There's no other way. Sklarsky. He told the Daily Caller, I've had 9 doctors say I wasn't incompetent, and they still went after my guns. They came to my house, I had to surrender them. Sklarsky noted that he appealed the VA's decision and only just got his guns back. It actually, I think it took him... No, this is a different veteran, I think. They'll tell you that Sklarsky's story is an isolated incident, right? Yeah, isolated. No one's coming for your guns. No one will come for your gun. I want to know why the hell a bunch of men that volunteered or were drafted and got out there and took an oath and then guaranteed that oath with up to their lives in certain theaters of time when they were, you know, no matter where they served, whether it was during wartime or not during wartime, because when you're not in a war, well, you know, that can change any minute. That's actually quite lucky. I want to understand why a bunch of bureaucrats and the FBI have decided they can't have their rights. You know, somebody really needs to explain that to me as a veteran. I know why they want to disarm veterans. I know why they're starting at the tip top. They're starting at the tip top because some of these guys are old. You know, they're elderly. But, I mean, that elderly level, that 70s, 80s, that's not that far away from me. I'm closer to that now than I am from my youth. And they want to work their way down the demographic. They want to come from the 80s and 70s into the, you know, the mid-60s and below, because I believe a man can be quite viable on a battlefield in the mid-60s if he's taken fairly decent care of himself. And I believe, you know, once you get into the 50s and then the 40s, you know, in the 40s you're in all kinds of viability if you haven't been hurt or anything. And they want to come down and they want to disarm all of us. And there's a reason for that. The reason for that is because if things go bad here in this nation, if in the United States, if the United States begins to target United States citizens, the ones that are going to step up and make the difference in what they're doing is going to be the veterans. We're going to be the ones that will get together and organize ourselves and get ready to go. And then we'll be engaging. And any of you civilians that have never put on the uniform or know anything about what I'm talking about, you're welcome to come along. But we'll be running this thing. We'll be the ones doing it. And they know that. And that's why they want to disarm us. We are the most dangerous of civilians. Veterans are. Just put it in plain terms. We are the most dangerous of civilians out there. Simply because on your dime, they trained us. That's right. Especially if you're on a nice EBR. They're telling me I have it. I will be very dangerous, yeah. Because I have a nice EBR. But, seriously, we are the most dangerous of civilians out there. And we're the ones that actually believe the oath we took, which is, you know, most of these politicians, they take it, and I don't even know if they utter it. I'd have to be in there somewhere to watch them take it. And then maybe when they got done, depending on who it is, I might be screaming liar at them. Not an isolated incident, folks. So this is happening. FBI in cahoots with the VA. If you have a loved one with the VA, take care of him or her. They've earned it. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is below the number to get 877-317-6432. This part of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. They just joined me Thursday, because I was talking about them Friday. I'm very excited to have them just because they carry just about anything you want, and they carry more different versions of what you might want. 9mm ammunition, there is, I don't know how many different types they carry of that. They have pages of 9mm ammunition. 5.56, I mean, if you own a 6.5 Grendel, they can have it. Their depth chart on what the different calibers they actually do carry is huge. And you can find them at ammunitiondepot.com. Now a segment sponsor of Lock and Load. Let's call this little segment "How to Ruin Your Firearms Business, Your Firearms Training Business in One Step," in one shot. This is about I talked about this briefly last week. FTA Firearms in Wake County. This is a North Carolina-based company that offers a number of relatively basic firearm courses, but their bread and butter is from conducting the North Carolina Handgun Safety Course that students must pass in order to apply for an NC. Concealed carry permit. They don't really offer anything else on their public calendar, as a matter of fact. This is all they offer. In North Carolina, the requirements are 8 hours of classroom education on the applicable laws and talking through possible scenarios, followed by 50 total rounds fired on a square range at 3, 5, and 7 yards on a static target. I hate to tell you this, and if you legislators that think we're training the people that are carrying guns 50 rounds at a static target, The size of the back end of a Volkswagen does not make a pistolero. This is providing the very, I mean, at the very basic minimum. This isn't even a sample. This isn't even a $5 bag of heroin. This is just, you know, it's nothing in the total scheme of things for people that are going to carry a gun. Nothing. It is a very minimal level of firearms proficiency. It is not training at all. I could probably take somebody, and if they have good muscle memory, I can blindfold them and tell them just to hold the gun there and fire 50 rounds. They're going to get it all in the black. Hey. At FTA Firearms, concealed carry instructor there named Larry Wegman, he recently went to WRAL-TV, one of the more influential local network news outlets in the state, and helped them compose a story on the dangers of North Carolina residents bypassing the $125 course his company teaches in favor of paying a $20 fee and spending less than half an hour to obtain a similar certification in Virginia, which would allow them to carry in North Carolina because North Carolina has reciprocity with Virginia. This is bad, according to him. I'll tell you why it's bad. this coming from, the TV report. Process to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon in North Carolina is pretty simple. By law, applicants must take a handgun safety course, complete an application, pay a fee, have their fingerprints on file, and allow the local sheriff's office to check into their mental health record. North Carolina has reciprocity with 36 other states, meaning concealed carry permits issued by the Tar Heel state are recognized in those states and vice versa. But not all of those states have the same requirements. Virginia, for example, asks only that permit applicants pay a fee and take an online test. They watch a gun safety video, answer questions, and are finished in about 20 minutes. Certified North Carolina gun instructor Larry Wegman said, "Online is not training, it's information. They don't fire a shot, and they don't learn anything about the law." North Carolina has a fairly high standard for concealed carry permit holders, and this bypasses that standard completely, Wegman said. Now, they'll tell you, one of the things they'll tell you is that, you know, you take training to drive a car, you do this, you do that, and all this other stuff. Well, let's use the car thing, for example. You can get a break on your insurance if you go through driver's education, but there's no requirement that you take training to get the driver's license. The only requirement is that you show up, you pay the fee, and you take the written test and the driving test, and you pass it. That's it. No training required to get the driver's license. No training required for most of this stuff. There's no training. Is there? Now, I'm not a hunter or a fisherman. Somebody help me with this if there's actually something like this you have to go through. But are there classes you have to take? A minimum class you have to take in order to go fishing? Is a minimum class you have to take in order to go hunting? So what we have here is Wegman, Instructor Wegman, and investigative reporter Cullen Browder. They tag team in a report that is calculated to alarm the WRAL viewer and will have apparently be used, you know, Wegman's being used by a left-wing news station as ammunition to push legislators to cancel reciprocity agreements with states that allow online safety courses in lieu of much more time-consuming and far more lucrative to the FTA firearms company in-person classes. Charitably, we could assume that Mr. Wegman's initial concern when he heard about Virginia's online courses was one of public safety. But if that was really the case, wouldn't he have done simple research to find out how many Virginians inadvertently shot the wrong person or shot in the wrong time or shot in the wrong place because they didn't have training? Wouldn't he have done a little survey on that? Wouldn't you think? I mean, just cursory glance, something. It doesn't appear that he did that. He didn't look at North Carolina to find out if that happens in North Carolina, even with the training. He didn't look at Virginia and compare Virginia to North Carolina. He did none of that. What he did was he got out there as an employee of a company that charges one of the highest class fees in the state, which typically run at $80 for the same thing you get for $120, $125 at FTA Firearms, and lashed out against an alternative that was far cheaper, faster, and more convenient And it was cutting into their bottom line. And FTA Firearms has been paying for it, believe it or not, on their Facebook page. They've been getting hammered. If you're going to carry a gun, right, and you can go learn the pertinent laws of carrying a gun, and I mean as many as you can possibly get, go do that. It's not a bad idea at all. It's a great idea, in fact. If you can go somewhere and shoot and train with different in different scenarios and everything, defensive pistol class, fighting pistol classes, all of these things, name the instructor, go do that too. Because nobody's ever going to complain about you being too proficient. And being too proficient is never going to make you less of a defender. I would have greater sympathy for an argument where somebody, if somebody had actually gotten out there and said, well, in Virginia, there's more accidental shootings or more illegal shootings than here in North Carolina. Now, since there has been, you know, if that were happening, that would be making the news left, right, and center. But I believe Mr. Wegman, and I believe the fact that FTA Firearms allowed that to go forward, that probably speaks volumes on them. Now, in North Carolina, right, you know, to get the permit, the other thing about Virginia, I think you can carry out in the open without a permit at all in Virginia, and you only have to get a permit to conceal your weapon. I think. I'm not sure about that. And if they want to get to where the permit is still a necessary thing, then what they need to do is they need to get constitutional carry in North Carolina. And then you still need a permit to go into other states. You still need to know the laws of the other states. That's reason to go to a class then, Mr. Wegman. Not to make it mandatory just so you can charge that extra money. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. If you're getting ready to train, the spring is coming. And if you're getting ready to train, if you're getting ready to go out and go do and send gratuitous amounts of ammunition downrange, you need to go to the person that brings this show to you in part at this segment, this hour, and that's AmmunitionDepot.com. They have the bulk ammo, they have the self-defense ammo, they have the specialty ammo. You want something that is pretty when you, or goes splody when you pull the trigger on a 12-gauge shotgun, they've got it. They've got it. They've got it all. They say that they're, in their description, they say, well, our selection isn't very wide. Well, that's sort of a misstatement. And maybe it's not wide according to certain ammunition gigantic warehouse wholesalers, but, it's pretty wide for most people like me and you who just need ammunition for two or three calibers. They've got what we need. And the depth of what they carry is astounding. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I always hate it when the gun-grabbing organizations out there descend upon the victims of a mass shooting, spree shooting, an active shooting, whatever you want to call it, and they say, let's sue these guys out of existence, when they know good and well that they can't do that. There's laws protecting people from that, from, you know, companies that make ammo, companies that make guns, companies that make clothing, and all this other stuff that you might be wearing if you were an active shooter. The Brady campaign decided to descend into an area, and they decided to bring up a lawsuit against LuckyGunner.com over ammunition having to do, I think, with Aurora. How come it doesn't say that? Anyway. Having to do with James Holmes and Aurora. That lawsuit has been dismissed. That's good all by itself. However, there's something else out there. According to the judge, Brady attorneys simply had no viable case against the legal protections under federal laws provided by the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, the PLCAA, which prevents harassment and frivolous lawsuits from gun control cultists. In addition to dismissing the case, the judge found that the plaintiffs owe the companies they attempted to harass an award of reasonable attorney fees. That works out to be about $280,000. In the case of Brady, that's about 10% of their assets or 5% of their budget. Interestingly enough, there are some people wondering if this would be a fatal blow for the group. Because if Brady doesn't pay it, the plaintiffs that they goaded into taking this lawsuit out, the families of the Aurora victims have to pay it if Brady doesn't pay it. It has been written, the question is being asked, are we witnessing the dying gasp of the Brady Center? Let's hope so. Preying on the families of victims to raise their profile by filing frivolous lawsuits is beyond the pale. Recall that they recently withdrew from another suit for ethical lapses. Depending on how the judgment is structured, it may be possible for Brady to leave the victims holding the bag on the hook for the $280,000. If they do scurry off and leave the judgment to the family, it's beyond the pale to exploit victims like that. I think it's time for the Brady Center to quietly disband. Even looking at the situation from the perspective of a person who supports gun control, the Brady organization no longer serves any useful purpose. How the mighty have fallen. A number of years ago, they filed a frivolous case against a North Carolina pawn shop over the death of Wake County Sheriff's Office Deputy Mark Tucker. Same Wake County where FDA Firearms is. In that instance, a man named Van McQueen with a clean criminal record passed the background check and then gave the gun to a felon named Matthew Grant. Grant shot and killed Deputy Tucker, and Brady attempted to argue that carry jewelry and pawn should have suspected that this was a straw purchase, even though Grant wasn't there when the gun was purchased. Deputy Tucker's brother, on looking at all this, and my friend Bob Owens was one of the people poking holes in this one. Deputy Tucker's brother thought Brady was using his widow's sister-in-law in order to serve their own twisted purpose. The Brady campaign, you know, recently James Brady passed away, and his death was ruled a homicide 33 years after the fact after he gets shot. And I don't really understand how that worked out. I don't. You know, if I die going on 90, are they going to say he died due to complications brought on by a heart attack that he had, 33 years ago? You know, if you live for 33 years through anything, can't you pretty much say with a straight face recovered? I mean, at the end of, until the nano machines are coming down to us and being injected in us and in our fourth point of contact, and we're all being rejuvenated from the inside out, aren't we pretty much all going to come to an end of the road somewhere down the line? Somewhere, starting, can't we sort of expect it on a natural basis somewhere in our mid-70s on up? 33 years later. Homicide! I just don't get it. One of the things that the media did not anticipate, which I think is just the height of hilarity, they don't know what to do right now. They really don't get it. They don't know what to think. Because in the United States today, despite the way the news media reports this, and I'm going to keep hammering on this, I am, because this is a lovely, lovely thing to talk about. Despite the fact that, if there's one shooting, we got to see, even Fox News did this. Even Fox News played into this. When Sandy Hook happened, we got Sandy Hook 24/7 for how many days in a row? Nothing else in the world was happening because Sandy Hook happened. All kinds of things were happening despite Sandy Hook, but that's what we covered. And, the 56% of America thinks gun crime is on the rise because of the way the media covers gun crime and the way they package it as gun crime, not as violent crime, gun crime. You can be violently assaulted with a stick or a brick or hands and feet or any number of ways. And a gun is one of them. Yes. Yes, it is. It's the easiest one.
Yeah.
Well, despite all this, according to a Pew poll, the opinion on firearms has changed. The paradigm has shifted. Today, we think guns are good. 63% of us say a gun in the home makes us safer. 10 years ago, we were tied half and half. Why did we change? How did we change? Because there's more ways to get information. While we all sit around and bemoan the mainstream media and the fact that they package and put things together in a way to where it's based upon an agenda, we still find the other information other places, other ways. If you tune in today, you'll still find 15 minutes of victimization on the evening news, even though the crime rate has fallen by 75% in the last 25 years. You won't read that in the news. You won't read that in the news today at all. And for the first time, more Americans support the right of self-defense rather than support gun control. 52% say that gun rights is important, while only 42% say the government should do more to control gun ownership. That's our opinion, despite the tragic murders at Newtown, Connecticut, only two years ago. Newtown was where they pulled off the mask. They pulled off the mask and they decided to go full on. They thought, Barack Obama will tell you that he thought he had it. That was it. He thought that, this would be the thing that pushed it over. This was what he was waiting on. This is what the gun grabbers were waiting on. They were waiting on Sandy Hook to happen. And something else happened instead. What they misread was astounding, because it wasn't the NRA, it wasn't Gun Owners of America, it wasn't anything else. It was people picking up the phone and calling their senators and telling them, don't you dare vote for this, that made the difference. Now gun ownership is mainstream. Oh my. All right. Anyway, coming up next from YouTube, the Military Arms Channel, we're going to be joined by Tim Harmson. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.